Today's scripture is Psalm 119, verse 145 to 152. Psalm 119, verse 145 to 152. This is Word of God. I call with all my heart, answer me, Lord, and I'll obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I'll keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I've put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Persevere my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago, I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. Amen. In the 19th stanza of Psalm 19 is the poet's cry. In the Korean translation, call in present perfect tense is used twice, and call in continuous timing is used once. Let's first look at the present perfect tense in verse 145 and 146. 145. I call with all my heart, answer me, O Lord, and I'll obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I'll keep your statutes. Verse 147 shows a state of calling out. Verse 147. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. Why is the poet calling and crying out to the Lord? When do people cry out? In Job chapter 24 is a part that describes the circumstances of a person in difficulty. In Job's words, Job was frustrated that God's judgment against the evil was being delayed. It's about a person whose boundary stone was moved and lost a flock of sheep. Moving somebody else's boundary stone means stealing another's land or taking over it. The chapter also mentions the livestock of orphans, widows, and the poor being put out for collateral, being driven away, or being abused. And the chapter mentions people who are deprived because of unjust people. In addition, the chapter refers to the cries of the people who are ill and of those who are dying the city. Likewise, people cry out when their existence is threatened. When do we cry out? It's also when our rights or possessions are infringed upon by those more powerful than us. Then who should we call out to during such times? Many people seek people who are able to restore their possessions or rights or can provide help to this end. They seek legal advice so they can be aided by the law. If this is difficult, they seek the media. If not, they seek help from social networks. But there are times when none of these are able to restore what we've lost. Even if these are able to help us, who would we need to first cry out to? Isn't it God? Do you first cry out to God? Psalm 18 is the poem that David wrote when he was in trouble due to his enemies and Saul. There it says, David called out to the Lord. David is also crying out during troubled times in the responsive reading for today. Responsive reading number 16, which is from Psalms 28. Another time people call out to God is when they repent. Psalm 130 is a poem titled A Song of Ascents, like Psalm 121, which contains our church's motto for this year. It is sung with a repenting heart as the poet ascends into the temple for his sin to be forgiven. The poet in Psalm 130 cried out to God to repent. What is the reason the poet of Psalm 119 is calling out to the Lord? We are able to learn from the 19th stanza. This is for his call to be answered. Let's read verse 145 one more time. Verse 145. I call with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. Amen. The poet also states why he is calling out in the next verse. It is to be saved. So we are able to tell that the poet wanted to be saved by calling out to the Lord. Let's look at verse 146 one more time. Verse 146. I call out to you, save me, and I'll keep your statutes. And if you look at verse 149, there is no term, no word, like call out. But the verse is similar to verses 145 through 147. Let's take a look at verse 149. Verse 149. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Hear my voice is similar to answer me in verse 145. And preserve my life is similar to save me in verse 146. We are able to presume what kind of circumstances the poet was in to be calling out to the Lord to save him in verse 150. It's because the wicked were approaching him. Let's look at verse 150. Verse 150. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Why are those who devise wicked schemes near the poet? It's because they wanted to do evil. The poet's life was being threatened by the wicked. We are able to tell this from numerous confessions the poet made prior to this passage. What's the situation like for you? What is threatening your survival? Whatever it may be, a person, money, systems in society, You will feel like you are being suffocated if you feel that it is approaching you. The poet was in a similar situation, but he had a way out. First, it was by calling out to the Lord. First, he said he was calling out to be answered. Second, was by making up his mind, he would obey God's words. We must remember at this point that the poet was not a person that did not obey God's words. So the poet making up his mind here shows his resolution to overcome the difficulty by continuing to obey God's words. Third was by believing God was close by him. It was threatening to have the wicked approach him. But the poet believed God was close by him, so he was able to overcome the situation. How could the poet put his trust in God? It was because he believed all of God's commandments were true. He believed they were the truth. Let's look at verse 151. Verse 151. Yet you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. The original text is comprised of the former part of the verse and the latter part of the verse, which each has the same form. Structure-wise, there is no cause and effect relation, but the content-wise, there is. Anyone who believes that God's words are the truth will be able to certain God is close by us at all times. Stating God's word is the truth is saying God's word has no falseness. It's pure and faithful and is finally achieved. What people of this world say cannot always stand, even if they say it is guaranteed. But the word of God is realized in whatever circumstances. This is because God's word is the truth. People who believe this are people who look toward God, who look toward the Lord who is close by us. Even if we are in a circumstance like the poet, where threats are very near us, when we look toward the Lord who is close by us, we can overcome difficulties and troubles in our lives. The first thing that the poet did to break through the difficulty was to call out to God. But there was a process prior to this. The poet's call came from his life of praying and meditating the word of God. The poet wasn't someone that only called out to the Lord when he faced troubles in his life. The poet was a person who continuously prayed and meditated on the word of God. The poet was able to cry out because of his life of prayer and meditation on the word. Now let's take a look at verse 147 one more time. Verse 147. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. I have put my hope in your word, in verse 147, expresses the poet's yearning for the word of God. A person who yearns for the word can live a life of meditating on the word. The poet was familiar with the word of God because he had been meditating on his word. Because the poet was familiar with the word of God, he knew that his words, God's words, stand forever, surpassing time and space. Now, let's take a look at verse 152. Verse 152. Long ago, I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. The Bible is the word of God, recorded by writers who were touched by the Spirit. But the word of God, delivered to the figures of the Bible, did not end in those times and continues to live and work in the present, and it will in the future. The poet meditated on and yearned for the word of God because he believed in the word of God that stands forever. If we want to become people who meditate daily on the word of God and yearn for it, we must know that the word of God was not limited to biblical figures of the past, but stand forever, and must accept this as words God gives us today. When we do so, the word will provide us comfort and strength and save us, changing our lives. Anyone can cry out when they are in distress, but not everyone can call out to God. Only those who know who God is can call out to God. In order to know Him, we must know His Word. The reason the poet was able to cry out to the Lord, because from long ago, he learned from His statutes. If anyone is not familiar with the Word of God, he or she can start learning from now. If you start learning the Word of God from now, the poet's confessions will become yours at one point. If you are like the poet who was familiar with the Word of God, seek to know the Word in greater depth. And for this, read out the Word of God at dawn. It's a good time to spend with God, like the poet this year. Let's look at verse 148. Verse 148. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. I rise before dawn and cry out for help, in verse 147, and that I may meditate on your promises may appear as a contrast. But cry out in verse 147 conveys the poet's desperation. And if you look at the original term, it does not necessarily mean to cry out loud. When used between people, it means to speak. But when used between a person and God, it's understood as cry out. But what's important is not the volume of the person's voice, but their desperation. We can call out to God in small voice or even in silence. We can call out to God without waking up your family members who are asleep. When you wake up at night, in the middle of the night, try sit up. Try waking up and calling out to God. Everyone would have a reason to call out to God. There are many reasons to call out to God. Why do you not try? You can do so by vocally calling out to God. If this could disturb family members, you can call out in silence. We should also be calling out to God if we think about the circumstances of our country and even the world, in addition to the circumstances that we are in. But there is one thing we should remember when calling out to God. It is that we should not call out simply with our thoughts, but based on the Word of God, just like the poet did. Calling out without a base on the Word of God cannot lead to a proper prayer. So when we pray, we must think about the Word of God when we pray. If we don't, we can fall into narcissism, just thinking about myself and my yearning. Prayer cannot be used to achieve self-satisfaction or to be used to overcome depression. People who pray immersed in their thoughts are not praying to God, but praying to themselves. This is someone who does not lift their eyes to God. But these people have fixed their gaze on themselves. We must not pray focusing on our circumstances, but we must pray by lifting up our eyes to God. When should we pray? We can pray whenever we can in our daily lives. But there should be a time and place when we can concentrate just on prayer. For example, Jesus' disciples prayed at a fixed time at the temple. They also prayed on a roof or at some other quiet place. Jesus also prayed at a quiet time and place. Mark chapter 1 verse 35 tells us this. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. We too need to pray during a quiet time, at a quiet place. The night time or early morning is a perfect time. More than 300 people take part in our church's early morning prayer sessions every day, either by physically attending or joining us online. I invite you to take part in the early morning prayer. Many people are used to being awake late at night, so they find it hard to meditate on God's word and pray early in the morning. But when would be a good time for early prayer? A time when most people are sleeping or not up and about. Try changing your cycle to pray and meditate on the Word of God. You will experience a change you've never experienced in life. Jacob slept with a stone as his pillow and met God before the sun rose during the nighttime, who was seated on a ladder. The same can be applied to our lives and our prayer. Because Jesus, our intercessor, is Jacob's ladder, we are able to lift up our eyes towards God, who is seated in heaven. There we couldn't see God. If we couldn't see God, even if we lift up our eyes, what's the point? We can lift up our eyes and look towards God because of Jesus Christ. Like the pilgrims who lifted their eyes up toward the mountain where the temple of Jerusalem was, let us lift our eyes towards the place of God in our lives. It may not be a far place, like the mountains where the temple was, or like the pilgrims thought. It could be right next to you. Even if it's not a worship hall, it could be your bed, or home, or any place in your daily life. Lift up your eyes to God every morning this year, seated at your bed, and try praying while meditating on the Word of God. If you look at today's passage, each verse is related with the Word of God. The verses do not end at "I call with all my heart, answer me, O Lord," and continue with "I will obey your decrees." This also applies to the next verse. It doesn't end at "I call out to you, save me," but continues with "I'll keep your statutes." Things should not end with us simply crying out to God. We must believe in God's word of promise and live accordingly. The poet's confession that he will obey God's decrees lets us know that we shouldn't only call out to God, but also believe in his word and live accordingly. At the time the Israelites left Egypt, Pharaoh's army came chasing after them. They cried out to God for help. Not only the people, but their leader Moses also cried out. Why did God say to Moses? What did God say to Moses when he cried out to him? Let's look at Exodus chapter 14 to 16. Verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." We must not stop at calling out to God. We must also move forward, raise up our staff, and stretch out our hand over the sea. We must believe the word of God, God's word of promise, and act accordingly. We must rely on the word of God and pray, and not fear whatever threat may come our way, and according to his word. Like God parted the sea, he will open your way. The poet of Psalm 119 calls out to God before dawn. He ends the verse with, "I have put my hope in your word." He also arose at dawn to meditate on the word of God. Prayers saying, "Hear my voice," or "Save me," in his verses are also based on the word of God. "Your love," in verse 149, can be seen as a prayer based on the poet's experience of God's nature, but it's a prayer based on the poet's learning of the love of God that's seen in his words, that's revealed in his words, such as his commandments, decrees, and statutes. The poet knew the difference between a person who kept the word of God close and those who did not. Keeping the word of God close is keeping away from evil. How would one pray if we were aware of this? We wouldn't end our prayers with "Answer me," or "Save me," and continue with "I will obey your decrees." The poet also knew that because the word of God is truth, it is the best to keep the word of God close in a world of falsehood. And the poet was able to pray with the word of God because he knew that the word of God stands forever. Let the year 2022 be a year Each member of the 100th Memorial Anniversary Church can meditate on the Word of God during quiet hour, whether it be nighttime or early morning, and pray with the Word of God, lifting our eyes up to Him. And let us be people who live according to the Word of God. We meditate. Then you will see yourself change, your family change, and the community you belong to change, and the world, by seeing our lives changed, by seeing our changed lives, the world will know God's word is the eternal truth. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your grace that you allowed us to call on you during times of trouble. Let our cries not only seek to escape from these difficulties, but be saved from threats, but let this lead to us living according to your word. Help us spend less hours active at night for this. Let us open our eyes early in the morning and pray by reciting the Bible. When we wake up during night, let us sit up and lift up our eyes towards you and pray. Whether it be a vocal prayer or a silent prayer, let all our prayers not be focused on ourselves, but towards your will. Let us pray as we meditate on your word. Let our eyes towards you last through the day, so that we are not tempted by the worldly things in life. Let us live the year of 2022 as your witness by finding a quiet place and time and reciting your word and lifting our eyes to you to pray. And seeing you change our families and the world as we do so. And let us each become the Lord's people who are used to enable the church to be true church and be used to carry out your mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.